Hi, this is Dr. Christian Northrup. My new book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause, has just been released by Hay House. For more details on my work, live appearances, or how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle, at www.drnorthrup.com. That's DrNorthrup. There was a study from an Italian researcher questioning whether or not all women had G-spots, and it made me laugh. So let me put that issue to rest for you once and for all. Yes, indeed, all women have G-spots. Now I'm going to tell you where it is and how to find it. The G-spot is actually the south pole of the clitoris. So I consider the clitoris the north pole, and the G-spot is the south pole. And those two areas are very connected with erectile tissue, but it's deep in the pelvis so that you don't see it on the outside. You know, the clitoris, which has 8,000 nerve endings specifically designed for pleasure and nothing else, is this little fleshy bud on the outside, just around the urethra. But it's connected to the G-spot, and the G-spot you can feel if you put your fingers inside the vagina and up in back of the pubic bone, just superficial to the urethra, which is why when you first press on the G-spot, it can make you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. The problem with the G-spot is you're not going to feel it unless and until you are sexually aroused. So the only way to feel it is to get yourself turned on in whatever way works for you. And then you kind of have to squat down and put your fingers in there. I think usually the second and third fingers work the best. And feel just behind your pubic bone, hook the fingers up in there, and you'll feel a kind of a dense, fleshy area about the size of a nickel or a quarter. Now, the fun part about the G-spot is it's also called the sacred spot in Tantra yoga, and it's where women store their trauma. Any kind of abuse, any time they were dismissed, any time that they didn't feel attractive, it all seems to go right in that area, which is why so many women have trouble reaching orgasm with intercourse. However, if you simply love your G-spot regularly, either through having a lover massage it gently, which I would do with the fifth finger, the pinky finger, or the fourth finger, or do this yourself as a ritual of reclamation, you will find that there's a great deal of bliss associated with the G-spot once it is awakened. The awakening process can take several months. However, there's no downside, and it can be very fun. And besides, it's important for the world that you experience all the pleasure your body was designed to experience. So say howdy to your G-spot. It's part of your anatomy. You shouldn't be afraid of it, and you do need to know that you have one. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.